A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Like, I have a, like these little clips that I post, little quote-unquote viral reels that I post. I get more people watching those than I do my actual show. Luke says Fallon has a drinking problem. He's not sure of it. Well, that's been rumored for quite some time. That, like, he's totally got the thirst. But I can't say for sure. We have an update for you from the NBA on TNT. And I'm going to go back to the first clip of when Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson are seated there on Inside the NBA. And Shaq gets up because he has to take a dump. This is that moment again. They're just talking. Shaq gets up, walks away, like across the camera shot. And they're like, what are you doing, Shaq?
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, no. Catching a crap?
No. Did you say, are you catching a crap?
Thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, no. Catching a crap?
Oh, catching a cramp.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's...
I know what we're doing.
It's that olive oil.
That's annoyed.
Oh, you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
By the way, Christian and I talked about how Charles made that joke 3 times. That's number one.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless,
unless he's got something. After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen, hey. He was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking olive oil
to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. Right.
Alcohol or olive oil, same thing.
I did not like his gait as he left. That was not a typical walk right there.
Hey, he's been drinking. He says he read somewhere if you drink a shot of olive oil.
I saw
olive oil.
I saw them doing that the other day in the makeup room.
They've been doing it. They've been doing it. They're going to do it. You have to do it for 2 weeks.
You're going to miss a lot of airtime then.
Hey, listen.
Hey, I just hope we got enough matches around
please
here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
That's another issue.
Hey, somebody go get some lighters.
Okay, and there's number three. That's 3 jokes, the same joke that Charles made.
My God.
All right. Yeah, let's.
You can't even. You can't
how
even
do we segue from that?
You can't even make. You can't even.
No,
do that. You
no
can't
that's. Make this up. That's
what I was going to say about.
All right. Shaq comes back. All is well. Yesterday, the day after. That happened. Charles is walking down to the set, and they have gotten a port-a-john and put it on the set next to where Shaq sits. Charles doesn't notice it until they're live on TV.
So Chuck's coming out for Inside the NBA. It's casual stroll. Does not notice the port-a-john.
Here's the port-a-john.
I did not.
Over there. And then just before we decided, hey, let's keep it a secret until the start of the show.
And he recognizes it and starts cracking. Why, Chuck walks like he's 95, but his face still looks the same when he played.
I did not even notice. I'm blind, man. I missed a whole porta potty. You're right, Travis Anderson. I missed a porta potty. A porta potty.
A porta potty.
Well, it is a party sometimes.
Rarely.
No, it's a party sometimes.
All right, then Shaq gets up, and he now goes in the porta potty. By the way, look how tall this guy is.
Oh, so you're actually going to use it now?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Shaq is in the porta potty. And the idea is he leaves his mic on.
Anyway.
Last night, by the way, folks.
This is what we've come to.
Your tin cans.
What we've come to. Can you actually get out of it? There's actually a lock on it. We're waiting on you. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Come on, Kenny.
No.
Come on.
Hey, what? He's saying let's tip it over.
Come on, Kenny.
No, do not do
Come
it.
On, Kenny. Kenny, let's flip it.
I'm not flipping that
Come
thing
on,
over
Kenny.
With that man.
Let's flip it, man.
TK, let me know when I can tell people why we're even.
Can you imagine if they did flip that? Holy shit. Oh. Piano Finger Banger says, can you imagine the audible devastation of Shaq in a porta potty? Yeah, we just heard it. It was outstanding. Man, that group likes to have a good time. That is great. Okay. Just going to give you the heads up. There is, and it might work out, unless if we get a litany of questions on kind of like the easy, we've done this before and it's actually worked out, the easy impromptu ask me anything. If we get a litany of questions, which then will prompt other things to talk about, I'm sitting on short content today. Right away, this one comes in from Man Bun Chris. What were your thoughts on the Kanye tweet? Now, that is serving as a reminder to look at it because I know you sent it, but I haven't yet seen it yet. So I think I want to check it out. I know you were talking about it. What the fuck is it? You sent it on X, if I'm not mistaken. Ah, there it is. Kanye wrote, I guess, on April 21st. 14.5 million people have viewed it. This song is called Cousins. Stand by. About my cousin that's locked in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't, quote, look at dirty magazines together anymore. Perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was 6. And then we acted out what we saw. My dad had Playboy magazines, but the magazines I found in the top of my mom's closet were different. Then he wrote, my name is Ye, Kanye, and I sucked my cousin's dick till I was 14. Tweet sent. And there's some movie that goes with it. I don't know what the fuck the movie is. Some weirdo movie that he whipped together. It's odd. So I guess you want to know what I think about that. I want to hear the song. So, he showed the kid the bad magazines when the kid was 6. So I wonder how old it was when the dick sucking started. Like, how old was Kanye and how old was the kid? Did he put like a 6-year-old pecker in his mouth? Is that what he's
suggesting there, Chris? What do you think? I had been meaning to get to that, so I'm actually very, very glad that you brought that up. Yeah, I think that I guess I need more information in order to fully weigh in on this. Tyler says it sounds like Ben showing his friend how to jack off, which actually did happen. Ben Glaze said to his friend, "You're doing it wrong. Let me just show you." And he walked up behind his friend and he grabbed his dong and started to pound his pud for him. He goes, "That's how you do it." And then, yeah, that was quite a moment that Ben, when Ben talked about molesting his buddy. So I guess that makes, we can add that to Kanye West. I mean, if you're a child that young and you do something that ridiculous, I mean, you open up the door for a lot more labels that could be thrown at you. So that's pretty weird. Branjo says, that wasn't really a question, though. But Chris says, yeah, just trying to keep the content moving. No, you did. But then Branjo says, when you talked about it earlier, I was thinking about all the logistics that would have to happen for you and Joe to have a reunion with free beer and hot wings. Honestly, the Joe thing is the most impossible out of all of them because of the sinister nature of everything that is involved with that, okay? The Joe thing, and if you do have a question pertaining to anything, I'll be happy to answer it. That way we can keep this thing going. If not, I've got one more story about Shannon Sharp, and then that'll do it. But this is interesting, I think, because people want to know. Like if Joe reached out to me today and said, hey, dude, let's do a podcast. Even though my pal, Pat Collins, says you would absolutely do that. I would not do that. The only way I would do that is if he was honest with himself and people that he's been involved with in the past. I'm actually being very careful to measure my words because I've already gotten one cease and desist from St. Gaslight. I don't want another. But that's not going to happen. That's something I rarely think about. The idea of the idiots from Freebird and Outwings, that would also never happen because of how innocent they feel they are and narcissistic they are about everything that has taken place over the years. Not that I would be interested in like a, hey, let's get together and say sorry to each other. But if they said, let's get together and do a show and who knows where it's going to go. And by the way, we hate you. I would say, fuck yes, I'll do that. There's no one better at defending myself than me. And I'll kick your ass. I'll even let Kelly kick me in the balls. Mooney says, what about a podcast with Kelly Cheese? I told her. I said, when this radio thing dries up, and it will, you have a shot. You will be on my show. I will hire you on my show. I will take all that audience that loves Kelly Cheese, and I will bring them in here, and I will do a show with her, and it'll be great. It would be outstanding. And get rid of all that bullshit that she has to be subjected to with that shit show. Boy, are they holding her back. Luke says, with the Shannon Sharp thing, he's been accused of things in the past. I'm not sure if you read up on those things. Yeah, he's got a, he's been, a, he sure has been accused of terrible things in the past. Alan says, are you mostly pissed at Greg because they did nothing to defend you when you got fired? Well, it's pretty layered because if you go back 3 years when we were turning it around
and I'm not kidding you, we were. Conversations every day, texts, talking about getting back together, contributing to the show. Hey, you might want to check this story out. This is really good. Oh, my God, I can't. Every day. Every day. I cried on this show when Amanda left him. I cried on this show. It was that okay. Then he threw me under the bus again on the radio, the way he does. And I said, dude, what's up? And he had no good excuse, no good reason. He just did it. And I said, all right, never again. Never, ever again. It is going to be my life's work to do everything I can to make you as uncomfortable as possible whenever there is an opportunity to do so. You are fucking dead to me. Forever. Doesn't mean I would never have a show with you. Probably be very good. But look out. Then I made friends with Coleman. Alan says, what'd he throw you under the bus for? This was the exact moment. They were doing a show topic about people or talking shit about somebody at work behind their back. And Hot Wings said, I feel like that doesn't happen on this show. Greg sees the opportunity. He goes, yeah, you're right. I wonder what changed. Now, come on. So as soon as I heard that, I'm like, what the fuck? Come on, man. So I reached out to him. I go, Greg, seriously? And he goes, well, it's true. I'm like, you're such a dick. What an asshole. And at that point, it had already been, years of back and forth. And it had scabbed over because I made the effort to fix the relationship. He did not. And then when it comes down to that, him ripping the scab off just like that, I was like, well, fuck you then. This is how it's going to be. Absolutely. Fuck you. I can be just as petty. I'm the most petty if I want to be. All right. You are not going to out petty the pettiest of all time. Molly says, do you reach out to any of the old show members to this day? No, they're all in the same boat. If they're associated with the show, enemy for life. Makes my life very, very simple and easy that way. And then, you know, when I heard Greg attacking Coleman and slandering him and saying horrible things about him and his mother, I then reached out to Coleman's mother, who at the time was a public official in one of the communities around here. And I'm like, do you know what this guy is saying about you? And I sent her the audio. She played it for Coleman, who reached out to me. Stand by. And then we hit it off. Now we're close pals. And I get to hear and see all of the inner workings whenever I can through Coleman's kids about this guy. There's going to be a moment when Coleman's kids are old enough to punch Greg in the stomach. You know, the old step kid versus stepdad thing. Oh, my God. That's going to be great. Tyler says, if you ever want to be petty like him, you have to refer to him as not Hot Wings, not Kelly, not Steve, not Joe. Huh? Wonder who I could have been talking about. Oh, yeah, that's just silly. I'd rather just say their name. Scott says, would you go back for money? Like if they said, we want you to join the show? Provided that they didn't expect me to be friendly with them. If they expected me to around every corner to be subversive and derail every conversation and tell them how much they suck to their face as part of the show. If they basically took what I do now and paid me to do it on that show so I could look these assholes in the face and say, God, this is terrible. I don't even want to participate with this. This is garbage. Yes, I would. Would Ross ever join you on your podcast to talk about Kelly? That offer stands. I know this. This is one of the things Ross said to me. He said he's written a memoir, okay, about his life with it. And he said to me that it would be a bad day for her if he decided to publish it. Never been said before. Right there at the first time it's ever been said. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just bullshitting. Maybe he's blowing smoke up my ass. You got to ask him. I don't know. EZ, are you aware of what he's talking about? Absolutely. I know exactly what he's talking about. That she doesn't want anybody to know about. Jeremy says, do you ever feel skeptical of people like me who start listening to you after following FBHW for years and years, or are you just happy to have us? Not really. No, the thought doesn't cross my mind. Because even if I do get close to people and I'm like sharing my phone number with you, I'm very careful as to what I may say just in case. I don't want to put anything in writing. Have you ever reached out to Jordan or vice versa, Maitland's ex? No. Tyler says the memoir would be titled My Crispy Life. Bob says Steve is a runner-up. No one could out-douche Greggy. Hey, I got to say, as much as I have made fun of Greg's hair in the past, however long it's been, I think he fixed it. Because I was checking out their live stream today during my radio show, and I go, his hair doesn't look bad anymore. I mean, he still got the forehead, but whatever. I think he finally went to a place that can do his hair appropriately. Or he stopped listening to the nose about what looks good. Because I'll tell you, at least today, my man's hair looked okay. He's got it cut in a particular way, and he's styling it differently that I think it looks all right. I mean, I always keep it real, folks. I'm not going to sit here and say, it looks stupid, looks like shit, when it actually does look good. I think his hair looks okay. But every other time prior to this, God damn. Rich says that Steve's been stepping up his call-out game on Greggy, and that gives him bonus points. All right, if you have any more questions about anything, whatever is interesting to you, it could be about former members of this podcast, could be about former show members that I work with, could be about my personal life. You ask it, you're going to get an answer. Mooney says, have you ever listened to Eric Nagel, E-Rock, on Who Are These Podcasts? Yes. Tyler says his hair is acceptable now only because of the beat-ups from EZ. Here's the thing. His hair was so long, he had more than enough there to get it styled appropriately. Just go to a great stylist and get your hair cut. Man Bun Chris says, EZ, I joined late. Did you touch on Barafat's Reddit post? No. Shit. Let's do that now. It was titled Missing Audio Segment on Segment 17. I think I actually need to play the segment again.
But I do, and that was something that I didn't. But I
went,
do.
I went back and listened to this whole thing for context. And Kelly was describing how she's excited about an upcoming show in Grand Rapids. Because last year at the same time, the show happened. But she wasn't that excited because it became public that she was getting a divorce. Now, what I was doing at that point in time was this. On this show, people were telling me, I forget which audience member, it might have been, was it Rebecca? Someone in the chat was suggesting that Kelly and Ross were done. I was like, I don't believe that. And I posted a Facebook post that said, is FBHW colon, where marriage goes to die? Question mark. And then in my show, I was elaborating about people are suggesting this, but I don't believe it. I hadn't yet found that out for sure. And I'm not going to say someone's divorced. I don't know. I didn't even know then. Now, that's all it took for moron audience members of that show to see my post while she's in front of a live audience and people start asking her about it. Time passes. She reaches out to me and says, hey, knock it off. And then she makes up a story that Ross is out to get her or Ross is going to hurt her and all this crazy shit, which was not true. I shared all that with Ross. I go, dude, look at this. Because 2 days later, I became friends with Ross. He laughed it off. I was totally being gaslit by her when she did that. But I agreed to let it go. This is what she's referring to when describing that moment. And she said me by name, but they took my name out of it. So you can't actually hear it.
I do. And that was something that I didn't expect, especially when you're left for somebody to be like, I'm going to control this narrative. That was kind of scary last year. I was being harassed. And
that was not harassment. I did not harass you. Don't tell me I harassed you.
I didn't want to talk about it. I ended up having to because.
Eric Zane, look at this. Eric Zane, that douchebag. Whoever made this video, put my logo up.
Fucking dipshit. So I had
fucking dipshit.
Had to announce it because we were at a show and they had announced it for me and some listener and her husband were like,
I didn't announce it. And she says they announced it for me. I don't know why she says it like that. It was me and I didn't announce it.
Had announced it for me and some listener and her husband.
See, this is why it'd be a great show. I'd get this twat on there and I'd say that, well, that's not what happened. You just created a scenario. That's not at all what happened. You fucking idiot.
And we're like, are you divorced? Are you divorced? And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm literally going through the most humiliating thing. Mm-hmm. And I got some lady screaming this at me.
Oh, yeah. She was like, you're going to spill your tea.
Yeah.
You're going to spill your.
That's what I do. That is fucking brutal that somebody did that. Alan says that she also claimed he was faking cancer. I told him that. I told him that she said that. I send him those clips. Anytime she says something about him, I'm like, dude, she's doing it again. And all I want him to do, I told him ahead of time, because he says, why are you doing this? I go, well, don't be mistaken. I'm not like your friend because I want to be your friend. I have an ulterior motive. He goes, I know. I go, yeah, well, I'm just being upfront with you. I want you to come on my show. But I'll be cool with you. We have something in common. We both have this adversarial relationship with her. And I didn't sign up for the adversarial relationship with her. I've been nothing but supportive of that man voice twat. I don't understand what she has to be upset about.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. This is the thread. Barafat said, just wondering what Kelly, what was said. This person said, I'm guessing she mentioned the name of the piece of shit who was trying to use her divorce to get people to listen to his podcast. That's bullshit. I didn't do that. I didn't even say she got divorced. They probably blocked it out because he would love to hear his name mentioned. That's true. I would have. I don't know why they blocked it out. It might have been because they were worried that I would sue them. Which I wouldn't. I don't want to sue them. Why would I sue a show that I rely on? Now I've read all these once, so I'm trying to figure out which ones are new. Someone said, gross, he's podcasting now, thinking that they were talking about Joe. No, not talking about Joe. So no one's really saying it. Interesting to take the time, Barafat writes, to edit out the name of a random Redditor. A lot of people are figuring out what Barafat is trying to do. This person who people think is me, Relative Gur 7433, says, could this be referencing Eric Zane? Barafat says, could be. I doubt it. He said on multiple occasions that he's on Kelly's side. He thinks she's underpaid and that despite her voice, she's the only content driver on the show. He has many nice things to say about her, so I don't know how it could possibly be him. Gur says, makes sense. Thanks for the info. It's a bummer they parted ways. I really like Zane. Everybody there thinks that all of this is me. Very interesting. Barafat says that she says they instead of he or she. I agree. I don't know why she said that. She's talking about me. Why the fuck would that idiot say they? She should say he. Who knows with her? This is not, I mean, as complimentary as I am towards her, this is not a bright individual. I have an idea who that person is that's using my picture as an avatar. I think it might be Man Bun Chris, but I'm not for sure. Well, anyway, go there, play dumb, stir the pot, have fun. Play dumb, have fun. That's the way I look at it. All right. Man Bun Chris says, I told it was me. I told you it was me, you goof. I do not remember that. Ring the Bear says, why do you like harassing the show, man? Several reasons. First and foremost, it's fun. Reason number two, it's interesting. People like talking about it. Number three, I hate Greg. That's the first three that come to mind quickly. Number four, it's profitable. I make money off of doing Who Are These Freebirds, but I don't call that harassing. Harassing is actually harassing. That's not harassment. Ringo the Bear says, so you admit you are obsessed with Kelly. No. I am obsessed with content. Interesting discussion. Something worth talking about. That is the only thing I am obsessed with. things that I am obsessed with. Baby Jesus. Content. Up north, picking up sticks, making money. My dogs. Those are my obsessions. I will always answer honestly. That is what makes me this lightning rod for upwards of 30 to 40 viewers during my Twitch live stream. I mean, how else can you explain this level of success? Ladies and gentlemen, Cole says you should call in and play Dumber Than the Show trivia versus Kelly. It is too difficult. There are 8 million people trying to get through. It is not possible. And I'm working. I'm doing my show when they're doing their show. I would have to be at the top of my game. You've got 5 or 6 of the wittiest people on the planet that are going to be gunning for me. How in the world would I survive if I'm only halfway invested in the game because I'm playing voice tracks on Big 101.3, the fun hits you know, or playing radio to dozens of people in northern Michigan? Ringo the Bear, let me just say, I get why you're upset. You're probably a show member, or you know a show member, or you're an audience member. But don't let that stop you from asking questions on this show. You are helping to facilitate what goes on here. So keep it up, please. You know I'll always shoot you straight like I do everything. You ask, I'll answer. Alan says, I remember when you called for Name That Blank a couple years ago. That was fucking hilarious. It was not Name That Blank. It was Name That Too. And it was 2019. That was before we made amends. We made amends. I gave them their guitar back. I gave them their old audio back. I started to not be so mean to them. We started to have a dialogue. Greg fucked it all up. And here we are. Shannon Sharp, day 2. Enter Stephen A. Smith.
Is, in fact, the answer.
Stephen A. Smith received permission to deliver a message from ESPN and Disney. About the $50 million civil suit accusing Shannon Sharp of rape that was filed under a woman under the pseudonym Jane Doe on Sunday. By the way, Luke, what other shit has Shannon Sharp been accused of in the past? Because we all know that that does hold water. I might even be able to get the audio of this. Oh, it's too long.
Those with Robin Hood Gold.
It's not going to work. It's way too long. We can hear about Robin Hood Gold, though. During Smith's installment of his self-titled YouTube show, Smith explained that he spoke with co-chairman Jimmy Pitaro, who made it clear. Pardon me, I'm going to interrupt myself. Ringo the Bear says, get out of the past, Eric. It's 8 years ago now. It's 9 years ago. It's 9 years ago, 4 months. 3 months. That's interesting. Because if I wasn't able to take advantage of how shitty that show is and move the meter with my audience and do a Patreon show that actually makes me dollars and cents, that would allow, if I did do that, then I wouldn't be talking about the show, and I would, you'd be able to say, well, he's moved on. He's moved on. The reason why I don't is because it's so fucking funny to listen to those segments at how shitty that show is. Review shows are awesome. I love review shows. So to sit there on your high horse and say that is silly. My audience, that's who I'm concerned about, loves Who Are These Free Beers. And I love doing it. Okay? So I have completely annihilated your point. This is great for me. I don't have to do it. I do it because it's profitable and fun. I enjoy it. So you telling me to get out of the past is just telling me to stop earning money and stop having a good time. Well, that's not going to happen. Ringo the Bear says, well, so why is it okay for you to talk shit about them, but they can't talk shit about you? They can. I love them to. I have never said that they couldn't. I've encouraged them to. If you're going to challenge me, do it in a way that doesn't make you sound like a little boy or a little girl. All right? That's dumb. I have never once said that hell, believe me, I love it when I get made fun of. They know that. You know who knows that the most? Greg and Chris. I would say that outside of Diana, the two people that know me the best are Greg and Chris. They know what I'm doing. They've said, you know, someone like EZ, he doesn't give a shit if you're talking shit about him or you're talking nice about him. He just wants you to talk about him. And you're right. Cole says, welcome to the chat, Ringo. I see by your comments that you get jokes. And I think he's joking with you. I think you'd like it here, Ringo the Bear. The honesty, the realism, it's entertaining. And you know what the best part about my show? It's just me. The one thing everybody needs in their life more of is me. I'm dead serious. Now look, if you're going to keep asking questions, that's fine. But you keep moving to the top of the front of the line. Because if I'm doing the Shannon Sharp story and you ask another question, I'm going to read that question. Because to me, that's more interesting than the Shannon Sharp story. So either get them out all at once, write them in an email and send them to me, or enjoy the Shannon Sharp story without saying anything. Because you're fucking me up with all of these childlike fucking stories. Hang on a second. Hello?
Reminder. Your Jennison Meyer Pharmacy has your prescription ready for pickup. This message will now repeat.
Gotta go get my Thorazine and my lithium. Luke says Shannon Sharp refused to acknowledge it. He was the father to a kid with Michelle Bundy. And she also accused him of sexual assault, but had insufficient evidence. Okay. Ringo says 6 years, man. I don't know what that means. What are you referring to? Earlier you said 8 years. Now you're saying six. Both of those don't mean anything to me. You're not good at arguments if you're just going to throw years out. But I'm glad you're here, you know. We're inching closer to 40 viewers. During Tuesday's show, Stephen A. Smith said, I recruited Shannon, but I'm not the boss. Referring to when Sharp left Fox for ESPN in 2023. Those are other folks. There are lawyers to this, and there are certain lawyers that even I am not on. I can tell you, I also spoke to co-chairman of Disney, the boss, Jimmy Pitaro, who made it very, very clear that ESPN is taking this matter very seriously. And we are looking into this very, very closely. And once we gather as many facts as we possibly can, we will go from here. And that is all he said. And I can mention his name because I received his permission to say that, and I don't know what that means. So basically, Stephen A. Smith said nothing. Wow. When you get that, I think you're kind of...
At Penn Station, you're...
I think that's the first step in distancing. If you're the woman accusing Shannon Sharp, what are you hoping to get there? Is it just justice? Is it money? We don't know. I would like to think that it's just justice. And that's all. And if a dollar amount is attached to that, then good. In a nutshell, do I think Shannon Sharp did something terrible to this woman? Raped twice. Do I think that? I think that I believe everything that that woman is going to say. And the only thing that could convince me otherwise would be if there was a smoking gun, Perry Mason type, final hour of the trial type moment that reveals otherwise. That's all I'll say. More often than not, I'm siding, in fact, every time I'm siding with the woman unless proven otherwise. And if it is proven otherwise or the suit gets dropped ever, I just don't talk about it. Ringo the Bear says, you're a washed up old radio dude. Get over it. Okay. So, I kind of thought we could have had a normal conversation there, but I can't compete with the same old you're this, you're that. You know, I don't want to get into the defending myself with things I do and things I did. But if you feel that way, that's okay. I would like to think that if you're here and enjoying the show, that's all I care about. Again, it's all about who is enjoying the show at the time. And then says, I'm not here for, Ringo says, I'm not here for harm. Just curious, man. No, I get it. Whatever. You're entitled to your thoughts and your opinions. Most people who have ever paid attention to me for any amount of time don't agree with what you said, that I'm actually getting better every day. What I can pull off every day now more than, I don't want to Jimmy Fallon myself, but most people will say that I am one of the most talented people that has ever existed. I know this audience feels that way. There are 34 people here that feel that way. You know? Dan says, Ringo, put down the blats and quit trying to pick a fight. Yeah, just enjoy the show, fucker. And then the idea, you're a washed up radio dude, but I'm not here for harm. What do you call that? Man Bun Chris says, I think it's your friend in California. Oh, Jeffrey. Hey, man. Can I have your kidney, man? Man Bun Chris says, least he helped with content. We're at 12 now. Thank you. Cole says, Ringo the Bear. If you liked Freebird Hot Wings when Zane was on it, you would like this show way better than them. They suck shit now. Well, you got to understand, Cole, the average Freebird Hot Wings show audience member is lonely. And I'm not even trying to sound derogatory. It sounds derogatory, but I'm not trying to be. They self-medicate. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they do a lot. They're obese. They're into live action role playing, probably 11, 12 hours of video games a day. At maximum, they'll make about $32,000 a year. And there is no significant other. They do things on their own and things like that. Alan says that Zane literally invented radio and he is always here for harm. Exactly. We're getting thoughts now that maybe Ringo the Bear is our pal Tophus. I don't know. I couldn't say. It might be Tophus or any one of any former listeners who are still butthurt and going under assumed names. Luke says, easy, I sent you the alleged phone call TMZ had on Sharp via email. All right. Now, I don't know if that's the one where he says he's going to strangle the chick. We're kind of doing two things at once. Yeah, we played that yesterday, but I'm going to play it again.
Anything I say, you're just going to, like, get mad at, and you're just going to hang up on me, so I feel like...
I'm not going to hang up on you. What
does that even mean?
Nothing, Gabby. You want to be a dick to me now, so...
I don't want to be... Don't manipulate me.
Oh, no, have mercy. If you say that one more time, I'm going to choke the out of you when I see you.
If you're her, she's like, I got him.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to be choked.
Oh, that's great. She said, I don't want to be choked.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
Anything?
Oh, no. It's that sad, I don't want to be choked. That really seals it.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to be choked.
She's probably laughing when she says it, knowing that this stupid idiot said that. She can see the fucking dollar signs. This is awesome. I mean, because if what she says is true, and I believe that, and then you can bring him down and get money out of it. Yes. So I like this. The fact that we might actually get some comeuppance for Shannon Sharp there. The joke, Shannon Sharp, it's always funny referring to him as Black Porky Pig. Was that mine? Was that one mine? What community college did Shannon Sharp play for? I don't even know where that guy went to school, but I know that he was outstanding when he was in the NFL. He can do anything with a football except sign it. All right. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that you guys think that that's Tophus, because that I was actually thinking for a second that that was really a Free Beer and Outwing show listener just coming in here to pick a fight. But now I believe you guys with your suggestion that that is, in fact, Tophus. All right. Thank you, audience members, for getting me through this. This might all be a ruse by one of you who actually likes me, who knew that I was limping my way to the finish with the amount of content that I had to finish the show. And if that's the case, I applaud you, because that's awesome. Thank you to TC Paintball. You can play paintball at TC Paintball. Go to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. We have Paintball War number 24, The Ice Wars. coming up on June 1. June 1? No. June 4? Is it June? No. Hold on. God damn it. I think it's June 1. That's a Sunday. 4 p.m. Pizza party beforehand is going to cost you $35. RSVP to Eric at ericzaneshow.com and book your own event today at tcpaintballgr.com. I'm going to go through these quick. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Anything car related, they'll take care of you. ervines.com. If you're in a pinch, you can't do it on your own, you want the pros to do it, have Irvine's do it. 616-532-6600. If you need to schedule insurance in the marketplace or set up insurance in the marketplace, have Frank Fuss help you. His website, buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you with healthcare.gov. So if you're in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance or you're unemployed, this is who you reach out to, buyinsurancehere.com. When I get a haircut, I get it at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. They're awesome. And you can get a haircut there. Asshole of the day today is brought to you by TC Paintball. Our asshole has to be Ringo the Bear, unfortunately. Some real asshole-ish behavior there. A.K.A. Tophus. Thank you to Tophus for being back on the show. That is either Tophus or Kenny. Kenny does show up in disguise, but you know how I feel about that. Unfortunately, I had to end the relationship. It had become too much. So, but Kenny still does hang around. I'm guessing that that's who Ringo is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the two. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you as always. The Eric Zane Show podcast is now complete. Talk to you on the Patreon. Till next time. Bye.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.